Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa 39th na gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Sana ay napapakinggan ninyo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Ang San Telmo Society ang listener story submission segment ng Philippine Camper Stories, kung saan binabasa ko mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. Happy Friday, dear campers! It's another weekend with stories from our listeners. Samahan niyo ako at basahin natin ang unang kwento mula kay Arnel.
Hi Campmaster, magandang araw po sa inyo. Ako si Arnel from Cebu. Lagi ko pong binapakinggan ng Philippine Camper Stories every night during sa duty hours ko since graveyard shift ako. Nakafollow and like din po ako sa social media ng podcast na ito. May mga times na natatakot ako, especially yung episode kina Maki na may tumawag kay MJ sa gitna ng dagat. Kinilabutan talaga ako dun.
This encounter ko naman happened in June 2021 sa old workplace ko. Work from home pa ang iba noon since pandemic, but I was asked to be back at the office na. Hinatid ako noon papunta sa aming building ng partner ko, and this was late morning na. And I saw my workmate sa door ng building namin na paakyat na din. After filling out the health declaration form and all, at pagkatapos ng aming temperature check, pumasok na kami waiting for the elevator. Bali apat yung elevator and nag-open na yung pinaka-leftmost, so pumasok na kami. But since pwede lang sa loob ng elevator ay apat, hindi na ako pumasok kasi social distancing. Sabi ko na lang, "Ay sorry, apat na pala kayo." Natigilan yung workmates ko. Yung isang girl sabi niya, "Wait, tatlo lang kami ah." Then I said, "Hala, sorry. Akala ko apat na kayo kasi each corner sa elevator sa loob occupied na."
Going up.
Then I laughed.
"Sorry."
But biglang sumigaw yung isang girl na workmate ko. Then sumunod na yung nagsabi na tatlo lang sila.
"Apat ba talaga yung nakita mo?"
I replied,
"Oo, andyan sa likod ng lalaki. Akala ko talaga apat na kayo."
Then they shouted again while paakyat na kami sa floor namin. Yung isang girl sabi niya dun sa isang babae,
"Natatakot na ako, girl."
Pero yung isang lalaki na kasama namin, walang kibo. Hindi ko talaga alam kung ano nangyari, bakit natakot sila. But sinabi nila sa akin na before pa daw sila umakyat, eh may nakita na daw na babaeng nakaputi yung isang lalaking kasama namin. Pero di naman napansin ng mga babae, so wala lang sa kanila yung sinabi ng lalaki. As they thought, parang wala lang yun. But after namin magkita, since I said na apat sila sa loob ng elevator, ay dun na sila kinilabutan. They were thinking that time na sinusundan ang isa sa kanila. I had goosebumps that time, Campmaster. Kasi sure talaga ako na apat ang nakita ko sa elevator, kaya nag-alanganin akong pumasok. I was convinced kasi hindi naman kaming apat magkakasama papunta sa building kasi hinatid nga ako ng partner ko. At sila ay kasama sa free shuttle. They even asked me kung anong itsura. Di ko naman napansin na masyado kasi nakayuko nga ito at mahaba ang buhok. Creepy pa din for me ang nangyari,
and I was not really a believer until that happened. May her soul rest in peace. Hanggang dito na lang po, Campmaster. I also had another experience but I will narrate it na lang sa susunod. This was a time we went to Baguio for a family trip. More power and God bless. Arnel.
Hello, Arnel from Cebu. Napakasipag naman ng ghost na yan na pumapasok pa din kahit may pandemya. Sana inominate mo na lang na employee of the month. Well, kidding aside, spirits are drawn to people who exhibit high forms of energy like anxiety or fear, especially those people who are isolated from others. Alam nyo ba na there are articles online na nagkaroon ng spike in paranormal reports during the quarantine period of the pandemic? This is because people were isolated in a way that we are not used to nung nagka-quarantine tayo, and we began to notice things that we usually take for granted. So this story makes sense kasi spirits feed on negative energy. At baka nga something or someone latched onto your office mate na sakto naman na nakita mo. Thank you, Arnel, for your story. Sana walang kumakapit na spirit sa'yo. Tigil muna ang kwentuhan. Magbabalik ang Philippine Camper Stories matapos lamang ang ilang saglit.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Are you a podcaster? O iniisip mo din bang mag-podcast? Well, let me share that podcasting saved me from the past years of the pandemic. So imagine how important my podcast is to me and of course to the listeners. Sa dami kasi ng ginagawa at iniisip natin, if you add the hassle of editing your podcast, it makes it seem like a lot of work. Well, that's true. Until we found the one tool that powers it all and makes podcasting fun to do again. Introducing PodMachine. Ang PodMachine is the most affordable podcast subscription service that helps you with your podcasting needs. They've got everything from audio production, crafting designs, and marketing and growth support. Para naman you can focus on what matters the most, creating great content that you and your listeners love. Sign up now and get a free episode trial, and I'm sure you'll see how easy it is to make a podcast with PodMachine. Ano nga yung sabi sa commercials? But wait, there's more, oh ha? If you use my code PHCAMPFIRE, you get one free episode credit upon subscribing. So what else are you waiting for? It doesn't matter if your podcast is just a hobby or something bigger. PodMachine has got your back every step of the way. Head over to podmachine.com right now and sign up. Sa pagpapatuloy ng Philippine Camper Stories. Ang susunod na kwento ay mula kay Kratos. Pakinggan natin ang kanyang kwento.
Magandang gabi po, Campmaster Earl, at sa lahat ng inyong mga tagapakinig. Matagal na akong nakikinig ng Philippine Camper Stories at sana ay magustuhan niyo itong una kong liham.
Itago nyo na lang po ako sa pangalang Kratos. Nangyari ito ng 24 na taong gulang pa lamang ako. Buwan ng Agosto taong 2018. Nagtatrabaho ako sa isang BPO sa Pasay nang ito ay maganap. May naging katima ko na isang babae. Itago na lang natin sa pangalang Yadni. Nasa mid-40s na si Yadni noong mga panahong iyon. Isa siyang single mom sa tatlo niyang anak. Kamamatay lang ng kanyang asawa nung naging ka-team namin siya. May pagka-weirdo si Yadni. Mahilig siyang kumuha ng litrato kung saan saan at nung tinanong namin siya kung bakit, ang sabi niya lang, nakukunan ko kasi ng litrato yung espiritu ng asawa ko. Binabantayan pa din niya ako hanggang ngayon. Wala namang masama sa ginagawa niya, pero isa si Yadni sa pinaka-problematic at toxic na taong nakatrabaho ko. Mahilig siyang mangutang ng hindi binabayaran at gumagawa ng kwento sa ibang tao. May mga naaawa sa sitwasyon niya at tinutulungan siya, pero inaabuso niya lang yung mga taong yun. Isang beses nga pinaandaran niya kami na marunong daw siyang manghula at kailangan niya lang daw makita yung palad ng isang tao. And of course, she isn't doing it for free. Paliwanag niya kasi kailangan niya daw ng pang-alay sa Dark Lord para matuloy daw ang hula. One time na rest day namin noon ay magkakachat lang kami sa group chat namin sa Messenger at pinag-uusapan namin siya ng mga iba kong ka-teammate sa isa pang group chat na hindi siya kasali. And since rest day ko nga that time, nagiinom ako with some friends. Dahil sa kalasingan, narongsend ako sa kabilang JC. At dahil hindi ako marunong magsinungaling, lalo na pag nahuhuli ako off guard ay hindi na ako nagpalusot. We had a fight. Galit na galit siya sa akin. Nagkasagutan kami sa GC. I called her out sa mga katoksigan niya na walang makagawa kasi nga siya yung pinakamatanda sa team namin. Sobrang gigil niya sa akin kasi hindi niya akalain na may maglalakas ng loob na gawin sa kanya yon kasi sanay siya na lahat ng mga tao sa paligid niya ay tinotolerate siya. I know, ang kupal ko sa part na yon. Pero since ando na ako in that situation, I had to do it. Walang kumampi sa kanya in that instance kasi lahat naman kami ay aware kung gaano siya katoxic. Pagbalik namin sa office ng Monday ay pumasok pa din siya pero humiwalay na siya ng station sa amin. Wala na siyang kinakausap sa team since feeling niya ay napagtulungan siya. It continued until the following week. Ito na yung exciting part. Nag-file ako ng leave for 1 week para makapagpahinga. On my second day of leave, I was drinking nang bigla akong nakaramdam ng hilo. Alam ko na hindi pa ako lasing pero nadudoble yung paningin ko. Sinabihan na ako noon ng mama ko na magpahinga na kasi naduduling na daw ako. So I slept, thinking na baka lasing nga lang ako. I woke up the next morning at hindi ako makabangon. Hilong-hilo pa din ako. I had double vision and I lost control over my left eye. Hindi ko na siya maigalaw. I was rushed to the hospital. When the doctor checked up on me, he said I had a stroke. I was confined in the hospital and told my friends and teammates what happened. The weirdest part here is what my team lead told me. When she told Yadni what happened to me, Yadni was surprised. Wala naman daw sinabing kahit na ano. But it was the last time she saw Yadni. Hindi niya siya pumasok. Nag-awol siya sa trabaho. At hindi niya siya makontakt sa phone number niya and all her social media account was deleted. Bigla na lang siyang nawala out of nowhere. I am not blaming her for what happened to me kasi hindi rin naman healthy ang aking lifestyle that time. Pero grabe yung coincidence. Kung may kinalaman man siya or wala sa nangyari sa akin,
I'll let you be the judge. Yun lamang for now, Grandmaster Earl. Sana ay nagustuhan ninyo. We'll be sending more stories.
Hello Kratos, or Kratos? I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, pero I'm also not exactly sure what happened here, but it seems to me that you're implying that Yadni hexed you. Which is a pretty plausible story, pero us campers should know better than to blame other people without proof. Para sa mga nagtataka kung ano nga ba ang hex ay parang short-term sumpa, done with a set of tools, and it is used to direct illness or bad luck sa isang tao. Ang difference nito sa curse na sa Tagalog ay sumpa rin, ay ang curse ay ginagamit to intentionally cause harm to the victim at usually ay pangmatagalan ng epekto. When I've had a chance to talk to the Esoteric Society of the Philippines, they said na usually pinuputol nila ang connection ng caster sa victim by cleansing the victim and giving them spiritual protective shield para hindi na ito magambala ng caster. That's what I know about hexes. I don't want to malign Yadni without hearing her side, but I would really just advise everyone to keep your cool, lalo na kapag nakikipag-discussion kayo sa ibang tao na hindi mo gaanong kakilala. Para iwas gulo, paranormal man o hindi. Thank you so much, Kratos, for the story. Break tayo muna sa takutan at bigyan muna natin ng oras ang ilan sa ating mga campers na sumulat sa atin. Sabi ni Jens Alorio from IG, si Mamang naka-beach pero hanep ang pinaka-scary yung buong bahay. So this is actually an answer to a poll that I posted in Instagram kung ano ba yung pinaka-nakakatakot sa mga kwento ni Justin from our previous episode. Sabi ni Angelica Vergara sa Instagram, I'm listening now. Diyos ko, baka naman tama rin ako mag-work nito. Mag-isa lang ako eh. I can relate sa insensong kamanyang part kasi nung bata pa kami, pag nagkakasakit, lagi sa albularyo muna ang takbo. So may nakusap ako about kamanyang or frankincense. I was informed that frankincense is actually used to ward off demons. So, but I haven't really read about it, so I'll just leave it there. Sabi ni Aaron Acaso, yung gulo-gulo yung buhok. And yes, this is also an answer from that same poll. One of the stories from Justin is that merong babaeng gulo-gulo yung buhok. And yeah, that was scary. Sabi ni Lee Calda sa Instagram, episode 8 na ako, parang may pagkabiwan gang yung podcast mo. Kumbaga parang i-debunk mo o bibigyan mo ng benefit of the doubt yung nakikinig. Berbalang tsaka episode 8 ang favorite ko so far. Yung way mo kasi ng pagtatanong parang hindi ka naniniwala kay Carlo. Para kasing hindi totoo ang dating sa akin. Well, Lee, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I haven't really had a chance to listen to B1 Gang podcast, pero salamat sa recommendation mo and I will try to listen to them. About kay Carlo, na hindi naman yun because of Carlo for that episode. Talagang naturally skeptic lang ako. So, my mind will always conclude na or will always look for something that is not something out of place. Kaya maybe that's how you interpret it. Pero hindi ibig sabihin nun hindi ako naniniwala because if a story is being told to me and if a story is being shared with me, I will believe it. So, yun. Sabi ni AG from Instagram, listening to the latest podcast while eating pancakes and it's actually true. Ngayon ko lang napansin na kaboses mo si Paolo Avellino. Weird and cool. So, he actually sent this to me in a video. Thank you so much, AG. I still don't know how to react to Paolo Avellino comparison, pero thank you. Next naman sabi ni Ronnie Darko sa Facebook page natin, nothing like a good old horror story to start the weekend right. Yes, the reason I decided to upload during Fridays is because it's the best way to start a weekend, right? Sabi ni Nicole Lumod from our Facebook page, ang saya makinig habang nagda-drive sa ulanan ngayon. Oh my God, I miss rain so much. You can't imagine. So thank you. Sabi ni Jello sa Facebook page natin, get well soon, Camp Master. Thank you so much, Jello. Marami rin nagsabi ng mga get well soon wishes nila. So thank you so much for everyone who wished me well. Magaling na po ako and I'm back here. Sabi ni Vesali Dalisay, Facebook group, when I was listening to your podcast, I thought may sakit pa rin yata si Camp Master. Pagaling ka, Camp Master. I enjoyed the podcast so much. Di ko nga namamalayang tapos na pala. The one I remembered most ay yung doppelganger ng sister-in-law ni Justine na nakatitig sa baby. Yup, that was one of the creepy ones. I'm glad you noticed that. Sabi ni Ina Sanchez from Instagram, hi Camp Master, kumusta? Lately na lang ako nakakapikinig ng podcast mo sa Spotify. Grabe nakakalibang siya, nakikinig ako while nagwo-work. Simula bata pa lang kasi ako, mahilig na ako sa mga horror stories and movies. Siguro best in research paper ka ng college, no? Ang galing eh. By the way, dito din pala ako sa California. More power and God bless. Ina, sinagot kita sa Instagram mo, paano man nalamang best in research ako ng college? Hindi, joke lang. I'm not. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Natutuwa ako na you're also quite close here in California. Let me take this opportunity to invite all our kababayans na nasa Bay Area, especially in the dates of October 15 and 16. If you ever had a chance, please visit the 6th Filipino-American International Book Festival. I will be at the event as the moderator of the mythology panel. And kung nandun kayo sa area during those dates, I hope you get to drop by. It's going to be at the San Francisco Main Library, and I'll be there. I hope to see you guys. And that's it for this episode. If you want to say hello, or if you want to greet someone, or if you want to drop a message, feel free to reach out at any of the social media channels at nakalagay ito sa ating mga episode notes. Inyo pong nasubaybayan ang isa na namang kabanata ng Philippine Camper Stories. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahingaan inyong mga sarili laban sa problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite na ito. Mapapakinggan nyo pa rin ng libre ang mga nakaraang episodes sa lahat ng major podcast platforms. Kung nais ninyo maging bahagi ng podcast na ito, ay maaari kayong mag-share ng inyong mga kwentong kababalaghan o pagtataka at mag-email lamang sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Susubukan nating isama ito sa story submission segment na San Telmo Society. Muli, maraming salamat po sa pakikinig. Hanggang dito na lamang po at hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.